Good morning, it's Carly and Seamus right across the far north on HIT.
And joining us right now is Dr. Karen Joyce from JCU because her and 47 of her students have spent August and September collecting over 19,000 pieces of rubbish from around Cairns, and she has come up with some pretty shocking findings. She joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Carly and Seamus. How are you doing?
Good. Firstly, tell us what kind of prompted this.
So this is actually the third year that we've been working on this particular project. I teach a class on how to teach students how to make maps at JCU, and I like using projects that actually make a difference, and they're real world projects as well. And I know that if you start actually getting your eye in, you can actually see there's quite a lot of litter around Cairns, so I thought it'd be a great idea to make a map of it and make a difference while we're at it by picking up that litter. So we started that 2 years ago, and this is our third year running.
19,000 pieces of rubbish. That's really impressive. Good job. I mean, where would you say is the most dirty of all of Cairns?
Oh, that's a pretty tough one because it is a little bit limited to the areas that we looked at. So there's a lot of areas that the students didn't get to. So it's a little bit unfair to say one area is dirtier than the other when we didn't test absolutely everywhere. But we do, you know, there's a few hot spots along the Esplanade, and that's obviously where a lot of people are hanging out.
And what was the most common piece of rubbish here in Cairns that you saw that people were littering?
By far, far and away was cigarette butts. So the students collected just over 10,000 cigarette butts over the course of the 2 weeks when they were working on the study.
10,000 cigarette butts. That's disgusting.
Now, were you shocked by that?
By the actual number, yes. Not by the fact that it's the most common piece of litter, because I do see quite a lot of cigarette butts as I'm out and about, and I often go out collecting with my son as well. But the actual volume is pretty horrifying.
Absolutely. I think we should be a little ashamed of ourselves.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to other areas of rubbish, what other areas of concerns do we have here in Cairns?
So one of the interesting things that we found is that we tend to find more rubbish near rubbish bins. And I guess it can be a little bit counterintuitive because you think, oh, okay, well, there's a rubbish bin there, so all the rubbish should be in the bin. But nearly 40% of our litter was found within 50 metres of a Cairns local council rubbish bin.
Oh, my God.
So we're not doing a very good job of putting it in the bin.
No, that's shameful. And just quickly, dog owners have something to answer for as well.
Yeah, so the dog poo bags, that is a big one, actually. So it seems like people are more than happy to put their poo in the bag, but they're not so happy to put the bag in the bin, and they're still just discarding them off the side where they can't be seen, so into some bushes or down a little ditch, that sort of thing. So we did collect quite a few of the dog poo bags too.
What? So they collect it and just hoik it over a fence or something over in the bushes?
Yeah, in places where it can't be seen. So the dog poo bags aren't being left out in the wide, wide open. They are being left in places where it is a little bit off the beaten track. But, yeah, I guess people don't want to carry them once they've picked it up. But the reality is they'd be better off just flicking the poo rather than the bag as well.
I know. That's crazy. Now, also, this year we've seen some wonderful movements when it comes to banning the use of plastic straws here in the far north. Have you seen, over the last couple of years, a decrease in plastic straws out there?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's statistically significant at this stage, but we have been collecting fewer straws. And we particularly notice the straws that are brand identifiable, so they look like a straw from a particular outlet. And we are seeing fewer of those, which is wonderful. So it's really great work that's been done, you know, particularly led by the Straw No More project with Molly Steer as well.
Well, I feel a little bit guilty. I feel like next time I'm going to be walking my dog down the Esplanade, I might actually pick up a few pieces of rubbish. Thank you for bringing this all to light, and it's great work that you're doing.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And by all means, if it helps people to either pick up some rubbish when they see it, or even better, don't drop it in the first place, that would be a wonderful outcome for us.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. See ya.